Canadian rules are the strongest anywhere in the world, and as long as a company is following those rules, then everybody will benefit. The investment side from China, those receiving the investment in Canada, exploration will go ahead, jobs will be created, there will be more prosperity in both countries.
Stockwell Day, Canada's former trade minister, made the comments after the takeover of a Canadian oil and gas giant, Nexen, by the China National Offshore Oil Corporation. The $15 billion deal, approved by the Canadian government in early December, is the largest overseas acquisition by a Chinese company so far. The deal also marks the climax of a wave of overseas acquisitions by Chinese companies in 2012. As of November, the total value of overseas Chinese acquisitions had hit $27 billion, up 13.5% from a year earlier. Ji Li is with the Beijing-based Zero2 IPO Research Center.
As of November, Chinese enterprises finished 103 overseas acquisitions worth $26.5 billion. The destinations of the investment were focused on developed markets, especially in Europe and the US. The deals covered such sectors as natural resources, high-tech, and machinery manufacturing.
In Europe, one of the high-profile acquisitions was made by Sany Heavy Industry, China's largest construction equipment group. Sany announced in July that it fully acquired Intermix GmbH, a German mixer truck maker. Sany spent around $10 million to buy Intermix from founder Hans-Georg Stetter. In the United States, Chinese companies have also made a number of acquisitions. In September, Dalian Wanda Group completed its acquisition of AMC Entertainment in Los Angeles in a deal reportedly valued at $2.6 billion. The deal has made Wanda the world's largest cinema owner. Wang Jianlin is the chair of the Dalian Wanda Group. He's describing the deal as landmark for Chinese companies taking the global stage.
It's a demonstration of strength of Chinese companies that a Chinese company can buy up a big U.S. company. In the past, it was normal for U.S. companies to acquire Chinese ones. I think now it's a turning point. I believe it will be a trend that more and more U.S. companies will be acquired by Chinese enterprises in the next 10 to 20 years.
But the road to global expansion hasn't always been smooth for Chinese companies in 2012. In October, U.S. President Barack Obama blocked an attempt by Rouse Corp to acquire 4 wind farm projects in Oregon. It is the first time a sitting U.S. president has blocked a foreign acquisition in 22 years. Rouse Corp is now suing Obama, claiming the president has overstepped his authority. And during the same month, a U.S. congressional panel warned that Chinese telecom firms Huawei and ZTE pose a security threat to the U.S. The House Intelligence Committee says the two firms should be barred from any U.S. mergers and acquisitions. William Plummer, Huawei's spokesperson in the U.S., says the allegations are dangerous political distractions.
These recommendations put at risk American jobs. These recommendations put at risk hundreds of millions of dollars of investment from outside the U.S. in this country. It is a political distraction.
Ji Li with Zero2 IPO Research Center says what Huawei and ZTE experienced is a reminder of the potential political hurdles Chinese companies might face overseas.
Judging from the case of Huawei and ZTE, some foreign governments may adopt protectionist policies amid their sluggish economies. Under this circumstance, Chinese enterprises seeking for overseas acquisitions need to guard against these risks.
The analyst is predicting Chinese companies' overseas acquisitions will continue to gather momentum this coming year. But he cautions Chinese companies need to keep cool-headed, well-prepared, and craft proper strategies to attain their goals. For CRI, I'm Lai Ming.